USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-era unemployment programs established by the CARES Act expires in a lot of states today, affecting nearly 9 million people. The Biden administration has called on states to use emergency coronavirus funds to provide more money to the millions across the country who are still without jobs. This, as many small business owners complain, the government's handing out of money is keeping workers on the couch and out of the workforce. The August jobs report on Friday says unemployment dipped 0.2%, but only 12% of jobs went to women. Using brand new U.S.-provided military weapons and gear and clothing, the Taliban said on Monday they have taken control of Panjshir province. That's north of Kabul, Afghanistan. It's reported as the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country. Also Monday, six passenger jets are being blocked from taking off with U.S. citizens. Some are reporting the U.S. State Department is blocking the planes. President Biden remains on vacation. USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. Our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.